Tantor Audio presents My Life with Piper, From Big House to Small Screen, by Larry Smith, narrated by Larry Smith. I was 29 years old and living the dream, or at least my version of it, when everything changed. I was in love with an amazing woman, had a rent-controlled sublet in New York City's West Village, and a good job at a glossy magazine. By any estimation, as I now recall my life before it was tossed upside down, my girlfriend and I had no discernible problems. I was a senior editor at a magazine called POV, which is aimed at guys who wanted to make a ton of money and spend it trekking in Tibet. Tagline, work hard, play hard. 5 days a week, I walked 10 blocks to my job, hunkered down in my cubicle, shot the shit with the editorial crew, and settled into making life better for 20 and 30-something guys who already had it pretty good. And I had it pretty good, too. How hard can things be when your big goal for the day is to write an article for a grooming column on how to get the perfect shave? I was cruising along with my story. Step 3. Apply a pre-shave moisturizer to open up pores and loosen hairs when Piper called to say 4 words no one ever wants to hear. We need to talk. For emphasis, she added, in person, right now. What had I done? Drunk dialed an old girlfriend? The 90s were hazy, but I did not recall that happening. Was her old boss luring her back to San Francisco to produce the follow-up to her smash infomercial for Sweet Simplicity, quote-unquote, the ultimate hair remover? I doubted it. The 20 minutes until Piper reached my office from our apartment were long, but I did what I always do, kept going. I have no memory of the first time I met Piper Kerman. I'm told it was the summer of 1989. I had a job as a counselor at a program called Exploration.